From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is the only one of the 14 people injured in Saturday's shooting in Tucson who remains in critical condition. A medical team at the University Medical Center says that brain scans reveal Giffords was likely shot in the front of her head rather than the back, as initially thought. NPR's John Hamilton says the fact that Giffords' condition has not changed is good news to doctors.
At a press conference in Tucson today, Giffords' doctors said the congresswoman continues to respond to simple commands, a sign that key areas of her brain are working. They also said Giffords can breathe on her own, though she remains on a respirator in order to prevent pneumonia. And the doctors said they have reduced the sedative drugs Giffords is receiving, which should help them assess her memory and thought processes. John Hamilton, NPR News.
For the first time since the shooting, the public's hearing from relatives of some of the victims. Among them, Bill Heilman, whose wife Susie was waiting in line with 9-year-old Christina Green to speak with Representative Giffords when the gunman struck. Heilman says he wasn't sure if his wife fully understood that Christina died.
I hear her in her semi-conscious ramblings, screaming out, "Christina, Christina, let's get out of here, let's get out of here." And she keeps talking about the holding of hands and then the realization that she was on the ground and the bleeding was profuse. Her memory seems to end there.
Christina Green was among six people killed Saturday. The suspect, Jared Loughner, made his first court appearance yesterday. Verizon Wireless will begin selling its version of the iPhone early next month. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the company made its much-anticipated announcement this morning in New York.
Until now, consumers who wanted an iPhone could only get one through AT&T. But Verizon Wireless CEO Dan Mead said AT&T will now have competition for the first time.
Now wireless consumers everywhere have a choice they've never had before, the revolutionary iPhone 4 on the nation's most reliable network.
The iPhone will be offered first to existing customers of Verizon Wireless on February 3rd. It will then be available in Apple and Verizon stores a week later. The price will start at $200 for customers who sign a 2-year service contract. Verizon said the phone will be available only over its 3G network for the time being, but after next summer it will work over its faster 4G network. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
President Obama plans to deliver his State of the Union speech on January 25th. That's when he will outline his priorities for the year. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 35 points at 11,672, NASDAQ up 9 at 2717. This is NPR News. As the Northeast prepares for winter storms, the city of Atlanta remains paralyzed for a second day by icy roads. But as Susanna Capaluta reports, most residents aren't complaining.
Atlanta only has about a dozen snowplows and a few sand trucks. They're busy clearing major roads leading to hospitals and fire stations, while the state is trying to keep major highways passable. Residents are taking the disruption in stride. Christine Sandage was out sledding with her young sons. She doesn't expect the city to clear her icy neighborhood streets.
It's a matter of, you know, probabilities. You're only supposed to get it every other year. Investing in that kind of equipment, is it justified?
The city has been helping stranded passengers at the Greyhound bus station with food and blankets. The only public transportation available is Atlanta Smarter Rail. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capaluto in Atlanta.
It's been 1 year since an earthquake struck Haiti and killed hundreds of thousands of people. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports a large crowd gathered on a barren hillside today as their Haitian leader led a somber tribute to the quake's victims.
Haitian President Rene Paval just wrapped up a ceremony commemorating the more than 200,000 people who were killed on January 12th. He said that every Haitian lost someone in this disaster, and he said that this January 12th of this year, will be a new beginning.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. Rivers are rising in Australia's third largest city, Brisbane. Residents are running from floods that have been wreaking havoc across eastern Australia for weeks. Local authorities say at least 20 people are confirmed dead. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support